on, Norster Kenius.
That was like sexy tire.
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! American marketing! Border charcoal, that bastard!
Beast!
Boom, wink.
The Finnish conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
Coffee does make you poop, so.
Brodziak, Brodziak, Brodziak.
Do not vomit me, Kenny. Do not vomit me.
It's a love affair.
And welcome to episode 107 of Three in the Box, your Underground Wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, October 3rd, 2016. This is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about the top 33 wild players of all time.
All time.
All time.
Well, maybe a little bit more than 33.
Well, 33 plus.
Our 33 that if you've been following us on Twitter, and then we've got some honorable mentions that had received votes from one, maybe two of us that didn't quite make the list.
Maybe a little more than 33, just like all three of us.
Speak for yourselves.
Well, let's see. If we're going with that, it would be, well, it'd be closer to the Jive podcast.
Stop jiving around.
So, with me, as always, Kenny Jive. How's it going?
It's going. It's preseason.
Preseason started.
Yeah.
The World Cup of Hockey has ended.
Yep. Team Europe falls in the end here.
Barely. And... yeah, definitely talk about falling in the end.
Yes, that they're... we didn't get to hear their great national anthem, the final countdown.
Final countdown.
I want to erase Kenny singing that from my memory forever. So
we can at least erase it off of this.
No, we'll leave it. If I have to suffer, so does everyone else.
Touche.
So let's get right into this, huh? So we've got a big list to get through. So we'll kind of fly through this. We'll start off with the honorable mentions. People that got votes, sometimes by one of us, sometimes by all three of us, but that missed the cut. So at the bottom of the list, the only one who there's two players with just one vote. This one was won by me, actually, and it's Curtis Foster. I gave him a 39th spot on the... because we all voted for our top 40.
We had top 40, and then we whittled it down from there.
Let the wheat separate from the chaff. And, you know, Curtis Foster, he was never, like, an awesome player, but, you know, he played enough time, you know, defensemen. And I think defensemen in things like this don't really get the same kind of love that forwards do. So that's why I put him on here. I mean, he wouldn't have made even my cut for top 33, so... you know,
well, and that's, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And the next honorable mention would be one Matt Cook, who only received one vote, and that would be from myself.
Again, a very high vote outside of the top 33 range.
It was outside of that. You know, with Matt Cook, I think that, you know, you look at, you know, maybe some of his past and, you know, there's some questionable stuff. But, I mean, once he came to the Wild and was playing with the Wild, I just remember, you know, I'm remembering the good times that we had with him, basically, that where, you know, I don't know. I think that, yes, he was only like a third line, you know, forward, but he would always bring his game and he would always put in that effort.
See, I think this is one of the craziest picks on this list because it's like you could have gone with, you know, if you want to go tough guy, you could have gone with Matt Johnson. There's plenty of guys that played way more.
John Scott.
John Scott would probably be on that list. I mean,
yeah, but I think that, you know, along with that though, Matt Cook, you know, brought
a
little bit of offense and
he also brought a suspension during the playoffs for what, 5 games.
Yeah.
That's true, but, you know, that was also questionable.
All right, next. I voted for this guy. Jai voted for this guy. Again, still pretty high on the list, but Darby Hendrickson, you know, the center, fairly solid but not very high scoring.
Hometown boy.
Hometown. He's, you know, back with the organization, maybe.
I'm pretty sure he was, like, on the bubble for me. So if he had made the list, he would have been maybe, like, 41 on my list. So.
Still wouldn't have made it into our 33.
Right, right.
Aaron.
Next, Stefan Veilleux. Both myself and Kenny gave 38th and 39th, respectively. You know, he has never been the great player, but he's always been a guy that's been around through a couple stints now.
Yeah, he's seen a couple of different coaching regimes.
And, you know, very few players have that many seasons under their belt with the Wild. He's been with the Wild through
almost a decade.
Portions of 9 seasons, which is pretty impressive. Yeah. So I thought he at least, you know, deserved a bottom of the list kind of nod.
And the next honorable mention is Matt Dumba. I had him on the list, and I know that Aaron also
just barely. I had him at 40.
Him a vote.
I didn't, only because, I mean, okay, he's been with the Wild for 3 years, but he's got less than 2 full seasons worth of playing time underneath his belt if you look at the games played.
Okay, I'm going to record that mentally because this will come back
to
haunt
you. Well, it's being recorded digitally, too.
But I will come back to that point here.
All right.
And Dumbo was on the edge for me, but, you know, I think...
He probably would have been like 41 or 42.
But, you know, give him a few more years and he'll go rocketing up this list.
That's exactly it. You know, if we were to revisit this a couple years down the road, assuming that Dumbo is still... with us, I think that he'll jump, you know, halfway, if not more, up the list.
All right. Jason Zucker is another honorable mention. I did not vote for him. I think, again, just with the amount of games played, like, he's been up and down so much that as an actual asset. Aaron and Jive, you both still had him.
Yeah, and...
After the top 33.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't a very solid pick. I mean, hasn't exactly lit up the board when he's been up, and you're right with the playing time. He hasn't been an integral part yet. But it really kind of goes to show how thin the Wild are historically with players. When a guy who's basically played on and off, you know, he's got enough games to have played two full seasons.
Yeah, just over.
Just over. And he's making the list. So it shows you how light it is at the bottom here. Next one is the first one that was on all of our lists but didn't make the cut, and that's Richard Park. Both Kenny and I had him at 36, Jive had him at 39. You know, everyone remembers the playoff goal, and I think I know when I was putting together my list, that's what I was voting for partially. I mean, his numbers aren't, you know, gangbusters. In fact, if you look at his numbers, they're actually very close to Jason Zucker's. So,
yeah, they are.
Which is probably why I had them. Well, we all had them pretty close. So, yeah.
Next on the list is Jim Dowd, who both Aaron and Kenny gave a vote to. Aaron had a little bit higher vote for him than even Kenny.
He's the first guy that would have made any of our top 33 because he was just in 31 on my
yep.
list. So,
yeah, and I don't know. He, you know, 4 seasons with the Wild is, you know, great. I mean, he played here. He scored goals. I just, you know, he didn't leave a lasting mark, I guess, in my
there were
in
early
mind.
Years, but yep. You know, he did have a good amount of points, and he played 4 full seasons, which is more than we can say for some of the people that are above him on our overall list.
This is true. All right, next we have Mr. Thomas Vanek, and I actually had him in my top 33. Aaron did not have him on his list.
No way.
You know, we've seen some very recently downsides to Vanek, but I mean, his numbers aren't horrible. I mean, he's played almost 2 full seasons, missing very little games. A point over once every other game. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's not bad.
His numbers in
today's scoring
look...
environment, my problem with the vote was he hasn't even played 2 full seasons of games. He hasn't played over 164 games. And even then, 2 years is not enough to be an all-time player for me. And that'll be a recurring theme on my list.
So So after Vanek.
After Vanek, though, we have Danny Heatley.
Another one of our favorites.
Both Jive and I had him at 32, Jive at 33, Kenny at 35. I mean, he was never a really great player, but he actually played with us through some pretty weak years.
Yeah.
And he had a couple good seasons. His last year was pretty bad. You know, as much as it pained me to put him on the list, comparing him to other people around him, it would be tough to leave him off the list.
You know what's really kind of crazy about that is he got drafted before Gabrick. He was the draft pick right before Gabrick.
And we'll be getting to him.
Jive, our last
honorable mention.
On the outside looking in is Antti Laaksonen. We all had a vote for him. Aaron put him in his top 33.
We all had him in our top 33.
No, I did not.
Oh, Kenny.
I was the one that actually had him on the outskirts.
That dragged him out. Which put him just outside of the bubble thanks to Kenny's vote. But I mean, it's hard to argue with, you know, the four seasons that he was with us.
Those are four full seasons.
He was productive, scoring goals, assists. I mean, what more do you want out of a guy, Kenny?
Maybe more than a point once every three games.
Oh, just that. I don't know.
It's going to be my top list. I've got my criteria.
Right, but when I'm laying it on the line, yes, you know, the goals and the assists, it's what wins you the game in the end, but there is also a lot more that goes into
the
game.
Like his defensive of a minus eight?
I don't think that the plus minus is necessarily even indicative of their value on the ice, but we won't get into all those statistics.
But
you did
rate Hendrickson higher than him.
I did,
and he has a lower goals points per game average than him.
This is true. We'll get to Hendrickson.
Okay, moving on.
So our first one of our top 33, coming in at number 33 is Kim Johnsen. Four seasons with the Wild, 289 games, so missed a few in there.
Right.
Another minus eight player. Jive did not vote for Johnsen, though, so he snuck in between Aaron's score and my score.
Right, and I had him pretty high. But
actually, Aaron, you're the only one that voted him into the top 33, so
yeah.
you kind of drug him in.
Yeah, I totally did, but if you compare him to other defensemen for the Wild all time, his numbers are pretty damn good.
And actually, you know, a goal or a point every third game for him also as a defenseman is fairly respectable.
Right. You know, you compare him to, you know, say Dumba, and his numbers look pretty damn good. I mean, that's kind of where I look at him. He's got a better numbers compared to Dumba, and, you know, I don't know how you can leave him off but put Dumba on.
Well,
it makes no sense to me.
Johnsen wasn't a rookie at that time either, you know?
Fair enough.
So,
okay. Next on the list, number 32, Kyle Brodziak. This is another guy who's made all of our top 33.
Barely on my end and Jive's end.
Yep. But I have him a little bit higher, but that was mainly due to the amount of time he put in with the team. I mean,
sure.
And he had some good years. He had some bad years. And there's no denying that on the PK, he was a force to be reckoned with. I don't think I need to say any more than that.
All right. And 31 on our top 33 list was Matt Cullen. Cullen only spent a few seasons here with us. What was it? Probably about 2.5 seasons, maybe. You can't argue with his production, number one. He put points on the board. I mean,
you know, it could have been the regime Cullen was playing with, because he looked way better after he went to Pittsburgh with the lineup, and obviously he won a cup with them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but he was on the downside of his 30s. Coming into us.
Well, and then he's even older going into Pittsburgh.
But I don't know that he actually looks that much better, just that he's on a better team. So
it could be. Number 30, Sergei Zoltok. He one of the players on our list that is no longer living, I guess.
No longer with us, yeah.
Three seasons with the Wild, you know, he put up some fairly solid numbers as a fairly solid center. You know, a point every other game with the Wild, and he did okay on our list.
Yeah. Next is Nino Niederreiter at 29. I think this is actually one of those players where we were all pretty closely grouped on how we voted for him.
Yeah, actually, Jive and I both hit him at 29, and you went a little higher.
A little higher, but, you know, he hasn't, I don't know that we've really seen the best of him yet. He's still relatively young, but we're hoping for good things, and hopefully over the next few years he'll be coming up this list here.
All right, and next on our list, we'll have to mention this one too, another one who's not with us anymore, Pavel Dimitra. Now, he only spent a couple seasons here with us. Aaron, like you were saying, your voting has gone with that.
Yeah.
2 year thing.
Where, although I did put him in my top 40, yep. only because his 2 years here were that good.
Oh, yes. him and Gabrick paired up were absolutely insane.
So it's hard to.
He was almost a point of game player.
Yeah, it's unfortunate he couldn't have had a longer stay here with that sort of production because right. It was that good.
Yeah.
Well, I think him. Well, like yeah, the two with Slovaks, Czechs, Slovaks.
Slovaks
paired up. I mean, they played really well together, and they complemented each other. I think that's why his numbers are so high. So, our first goalie on the list.
Yeah.
Actually, and still a fairly new goalie, Devan Dubnyk. And I think part of the reason we threw him on there was he kind of saved our ass one season.
Well, that correction, you two put him on here.
Oh, yes.
I did not vote for him. He's only played a season and a half and put him in the top. You have him at 20 and Jive has him at 22.
Flip that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah. To put him even in the top 25 seems insane to me. I mean, talk to me at the end of this year, my vote would probably change. But this is way too early to be putting him in the top of anything. I just can't figure that one out. So
I don't know. I think that, if you think back to the memories of, when he came to us, late that January and the amazing run that the Wild made there, that's history making for me. I mean, that's it's not full seasons, but those are some really memorable moments.
So what's the least a guy can play to make it in your top 40 list?
I don't put a
one game.
If it meant that much, yes.
All right.
I mean, obviously, it's going to have to be something pretty earth-shattering if it's just one game. But I think that, the number of games that he played through there as a goaltender through that stretch when he came over to us, I mean, really. And over, you say only a season and a half, but he's got 106 games played with us. I mean, for, most average NHL goalies, that's two full seasons worth.
Still not enough, in my book. Anyway, we'll move on. 26 is Marek Zidlicky.
Zidlicky.
This is one where we're a little bit split, too. I had him at 15, Jive had him at 30, Kenny at 28, which I don't understand. I mean, he played four seasons with us, basically got three seasons worth of games out of him. But, for a defenseman, he's actually the second highest scoring defenseman per game.
Very offensive-minded defenseman. I will give you that looking at this. However, his goals against when he's been on the ice is very ugly.
But that goes with those teams that he was on weren't very good either.
True.
So you have to weigh it by that, But I mean, you can make the argument that maybe he was why they weren't so good either.
Is if the team's that bad and your defenseman's getting a point every other game, but his plus minus is minus 40.
But you look at, he put or contributed to way more than 40 goals over that span. So, I guess it all depends on... You can't give a minus to the guy solely,
well,
right?
I mean, I guess 44 of his goals are power play goals, which don't count against the plus minus.
This is true, too. Next.
Yeah, next one on our list at number 25 is one Willie Mitchell. I mean, you talk about a memorable Wild player. I just know that I have lots of fond memories, you know, of him running around on the ice, chasing down the other team and, you know, laying the body. I mean, one of the people that likes to be physical and definitely brought some excitement to the game for the Wild.
And see, actually, my post-Wild view of him is actually tainted that feel-good version of him with the Wild is, you know, because playing against him in Vancouver, and it's like, he just seems like just a scumbag. So,
well, okay, so Aaron,
they always are when they're not on your team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You had him at 28.
Yep.
The next player, another D that played the exact same years, the same five seasons, Philippe Kuba. Jive and I had at 27 each, and you ranked a little bit higher.
Yep, and that's mainly on offense. It's mainly, I mean, he scored almost twice as much, or twice as often as Mitchell, played way more games.
He did.
You know,
plus-minus as a defenseman, which I find the plus-minus for a defenseman is kind of key.
And I find plus-minus to be relatively worthless because it's a team stat rather than a personal stat. So.
It's true, but if he was on the ice for it, however.
So really what Aaron is saying here is that we're a couple of goons.
He also had 38 power play goals or assists, so, and then 14 power play goals. So you can balance that out however you choose.
Well, that was Philippe Kuba.
Yeah. Next, 23, Mikael Granlund. He's at 23. We're all a little bit split on this one. I had him up at 17. Jive had him at 28. Kenny at 23.
Yeah, that was a nostrius coming out in me.
Yeah, you had him spot on. You know, I think he gets a kind of a tough rap because he hasn't turned into the scorer that people think he is. But, you know, the goal scorer, that is.
Right.
But he's never really been the goal scorer.
The other thing, I mean, we have him as a center on here, which is we're going off of, I think, where the Wild had him.
Yeah.
Was it Wild or Hockey Reference? What position
he's played
had.
Way more games at center than he has at any other position.
What I've been reading recently is I think Boudreau might be trying him out as a wing. And we might be able to see a little bit better production out of him as a wing if he's paired up with the correct line.
But if you look at his scoring per game,
he's over a point every other game.
I mean, he'd be, if you're going scoring alone, he could probably be the top 10, top 15 of the team all time.
Sure.
Look who he's gotten to play with.
No one.
No one, really?
I mean, a lot of that time he hasn't, actually. It's not like he's been always paired with... He's been paired with Jason Pominville, Mr. Ringing Off the Pipe, for a good portion of that.
All right.
Anyway, let's move on.
Next one on the list, one Marco Scandella, who I know actually sat out today's game with, a body injury. Boudreau.
Not lower, not upper, just no, a body injury?
Exactly. That was Boudreau's
so it wasn't soul crushing
clarification
just body.
On it, right? So, but yeah, I mean Scandella, he's been with us, you know, for quite a few years now, and I mean, I think that he's constantly improving his game with us, and I mean, like within the last couple of seasons, I think that he's really come around and. You can look for him offensively, and he's solid in the defensive zone.
All right. After that, at number 21, I think this is more, I think, of a fan favorite than an actual stat favorite.
I mean, his numbers aren't bad, though, in comparison. It's just that...
There are better numbers. Cal Clutterbuck.
Number 21.
Number 21. He wore number 22.
Yep.
But he had some of the, when he was playing with the Wild, I know his jersey sales were very high amongst Wild players.
I mean, the funny thing is, if you compare him to like Kyle Brozniak played way longer, had better scoring. He doesn't lay out the hits like
he does. It's personality at that point.
Yeah. Next on the list, number 20, Eric Bélanger. This is one where we disagreed quite heavily. I had him at 30. Jive had him at 12. Kenny had him at 19.
We're kind of all over the board on him.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't really have much to say about him. I don't know if anyone has got going to defend him or not, but I got nothing on that one.
I mean, he was only here for a few seasons, but I mean, while he was here, it's, you know, hard to argue with, you know, production, really. I mean,
I just don't get how you'd have him above Granlund, who's played more and scored more. That's the part that doesn't make sense, that you'd have him 16 spots above Granlund. That makes no sense to me.
To you.
All right.
All right. Next on the list at number 19 is Jonas Brodin.
Jonas.
You know, a current Wild defenseman. He's been with us for 4 years now. A lot of that time he's been spending now with Suter on the other side of him, which I think he benefits some from that, but I mean, he's a, you know, he's been a great defenseman really for the Wild. I don't know what more.
You did put him at 14th though overall.
Yeah,
you had him as your third best defenseman all time for the Wild.
Okay,
that seems a little crooked to me.
Crooked.
Well,
lopsided, weird. Wild.
Let's go into another Wild one.
Yeah.
Pascal Dupuis coming in at number 18. You know, he was with us for 6 years. You know, again, kind of on par with the Wild, of mediocre NHL player.
Yeah.
You know,
then he leaves the Wild and becomes pretty all right.
And doesn't he get a
gets a couple rings
with Pittsburgh?
Yep.
Fuck, I hate Pittsburgh.
Next, 17, Nick Schultz, one of the longest tenured players of the Wild, played 743 games. Only Koivu's got him beat there. Me and Kenny had him pretty high. I had him at 11. Kenny had him at 13. Jive way down at 34. I'll let you defend your decision on that one.
Nothing to defend. I mean, like I say,
you have Brodin above him. That is insane.
Yeah, but it's not always about longevity with me. It's not always about the point production, but I just, you know, he wasn't one of my all-time favorites.
All right.
I mean, that's enough said.
All right.
Next on our list is Charlie Coyle.
Charlie.
He's been in with the Wild here now for four solid seasons.
Playing with broken shoulders and stuff. And,
right. You know, tough guy. He's,
yeah.
He's still really young, but.
He is.
So number 16 makes 16 on our list. And I ranked them at 16.
I think me and Jive already combined at 16 years. Like, oh yeah, 16 looks good. That's all I'll put him. I think there was no Nostra Kenny's involved here.
But, yeah, I mean, the way that he can dangle with the puck and stuff, it's beautiful.
Okay. Coyle's dangling. number 15, Antti Miettinen, played with the Wild for 3 seasons, almost 3 full seasons, 234 games, point every other game player.
He played with the weak... The weak middle seasons there.
Yeah, some of the very bad, like, transition right after Gabrick left and Lemaire left, and that was when...
It's post-Gabrick, pre-Parisi.
Yeah.
It's basically that... That's what that era should be. I mean, just it was...
The Dark Ages.
It's the, Todd Richards' early Yo year, basically.
Yeah, it was the Dark Ages.
It was the Dark Ages. Speaking of the not Dark Ages, number 14, Derek Bougard. obviously he's means a lot to the Minnesota fans, and he's the third one on our list who's no longer with us.
This is one that is definitely don't look at numbers when you're doing your ranking on.
Unless you're looking at penalty minutes.
Unless you're looking at penalty minutes.
Right.
0.05 points per game. Not 0.5, 0.05.
He does have the fewest amount of goals on our list.
Overall, yeah, like in Wild history?
And closest to him is Willie Mitchell on our list, who had 9 goals. So
definitely not a scorer.
No.
But he was the guy that was there for the team spirit and the pick-me-up when they needed it.
And that's what I'm saying is the stats don't always tell everything. And because you can't say that when Bugard stepped on the ice that he wasn't a difference maker.
Well, no, but you also weren't going to give him a majority amount of ice time because he wasn't.
Because he's not a scorer. And I mean, that was also kind of a different era in hockey too. I think when there was a little bit more of that going on. So moving up though on our list, number 13 is Jason Pommaville. He reaches the list. I remember him coming over here from Buffalo a while back, and it's already been 4 years now.
Came in mid-season as a rent-a-player.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's had his ups and downs while he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
Last season was a big down.
Yeah. But overall, I think that, he has been one of the more productive Wild players in Wild history.
Even with the last year was a bad season for him. So, every
year he's been here, he's gotten worse. But still, if you look at his numbers,
his numbers are still way up there.
It's hard to argue with his numbers while he's been with the Wild and the points and the averages that he has in his time with the Wild. It's tough to argue.
So, coming in at number 12 is another D. He's been with us for 6 years now. Who came in right at the edge of the Dark Ages, I would say. Jared Spurgeon. Solid D. Point every 3 games. He's got a plus 24 ranking. So, he's on the ice at the right time. He's got power play goals. He's got shorthanded goals. So he's definitely a playmaker.
And often
doing special teams.
Yeah, often when he's on the ice, he's basically a second goalie. I mean, how many times have we seen him basically cover whoever's in the net?
Absolutely.
Cover the back, so.
And I think I ranked him the lowest at 17 on that. But
we all had him in the teens.
Jive had him at 11. So he had him as a tween.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a tween. So
yeah.
Not Jive, but Jared Spurgeon.
Right.
But speaking of goalies, number 11, Manny Fernandez. For the early Wild teams, he was between him and Rolison, they were basically a
dynamic duo.
But compare his numbers to Rolison, and Rolison looks kind of not very good. Manny won a lot of games with the Wild. He was involved in a lot of losses, but those weren't really good teams either. So it's tough to hold him too accountable for that.
Right. And he was with us for, a solid playoff run, early in Wild history.
Yep.
So, and the next one, taking in the number 10 spot on the 3 in the box, top 33 is another goalie, Nicklas Backstrom, who the Wild, recently, parted ways with. We did meet up against him in Calgary.
We had a couple games against him.
No, we met it. Twice.
One in Calgary and one here.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, when the away team's goalie comes in and the Wild still give him a big salute.
Up.
Yep. That's.
But we also razzed him too, so
Both ways. We did. But I mean that's the other thing is we got him, when he was just coming into probably his prime. you know, around 30 years of age.
28-year-old rookie.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, he put in some solid years with us. He was a solid goaltender. And, I mean, towards the end, it just, you know.
I don't know if any other goaltender has more games with the Wild than he does.
They don't.
Nope.
You know, and he, it's a bummer that his last seven games in the NHL had to be with a different team and not with the Wild, and that he couldn't finish out franchise here.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, the Wild needed to get it forward.
This is true.
So. So now, moving on into our top 10 at number 9, D, big signing D, happy 4th of July, Mr. Gliding Suter himself, Ryan Suter.
And, our first on our list to be having a unanimous, we all agreed on his position.
Which is kind of funny that we all agreed on it.
Because we all voted him as our 8th top player, and
he gets...
do the numbers, and he's our 9th. Pick overall. So this is one of those weird things. He's I think our highest scoring defenseman on this list. You know, he now has played 4 very full seasons.
Yeah,
he's missed a few games, but you know he's. No, he hasn't because of the lockout.
The season. Short season, right?
Yeah. So it's he's played basically 3.5 seasons, but
yes.
You know, I know he gets dogged on a lot, and, you know, people are complaining even right now that he doesn't belong on the power play, but...
He's still sitting at 54 power play goals.
You know, and it's... those are assists, power play assists, but... Yeah, because there's 10 power play goals, and...
Okay, yep, got it.
And, but that being said, you know, there isn't probably a better... You know, quarterback defensively for our team. He brings the puck up ice, and he knows how to dish it. The only problem is he probably plays a little too much. So we'll see if that changes with Boudreaux, right?
Well, and that's the thing. So he's on the ice that amount of time, but like you said, he hasn't missed a game.
No.
What can you say? Number 8 on our list is Wes Walls. You know, came in here to assist the Wild in the beginning years, and he played 7 solid years with us. For the longest time, he did have the record for games played, but then some other
Wild he's blown out of the water.
Wild surpassed him. Yep. But still, I mean, 7 solid years with us. He could put points on the board. And he was just a, you know, kind of a scrappy, go-get-it kind of guy, similar to almost Parisi to me, really. So,
I will say I dinged him a little because I didn't like how his tenure at the Wild ended, where he just kind of, like, abandoned the team.
Yeah.
And that's that kind of...
Well...
That stuck with me, and so I did ding him a bit for that.
Still had him in the top. Actually,
I still had him in the top 10.
All of our top 10 players, we all ranked in the top 10.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I think that there probably had to have been something bigger going on.
That could
know,
very
and
well
sometimes,
be.
Sometimes, you know, we just don't know, and sometimes we don't need to know.
I just don't expect that from the captain. That's all. That's what I'm saying.
I hear you. But maybe he stepped down because that was what was actually better for the team.
No idea.
All right. Yeah. So our next player had the shortest tenure with the Wild in our top 10 list.
Mm-hmm.
Only one contract. It was 3 years. It was Brian Rolston. He played 241 games, so almost... Not missing a single game.
That's a 3 full seasons.
You know, in the 3 seasons, he racked up 202 points. He was scoring almost a point a game. You know, it absolutely crazy. A bomb of a slap shot that apparently he learned under Lemaire's regime. So, you know, brought it to the team. He was an amazing captain. I think he was one of the very few captains under Lemaire that actually had the captaincy multiple months in a row. So,
next on the list, number 6, PMB, Pierre-Marc Bouchard. you know, his career kind of got derailed with the concussions.
Yeah.
But, you know, earlier on in his career, he was basically an assist machine, and who can forget the spinorama stuff that he would pull, both in play and during the shootout.
Hey, they outlawed it because of him.
They did. And, you know, he's number two all-time for the Wild with assists. There's a good chance he'll hold on to that for at least a while here, because there's a pretty big gap between him and
inactive players.
Inactive players. So, yeah, you know, there's no doubt that he dished it a lot, both to Gabby, Koivu. I mean, he moved the puck around.
He did.
All right, and coming in at number five on the list is the Wookiee, Brent Burns. He played seven big seasons with us here. And then, you know, he parted ways via trade.
Yeah,
we got Devin Setoguchi, though.
Yeah. And
Charlie Coyle.
And Charlie Coyle.
Yeah. Yay, I like that. But still, we miss him, but I mean, he did. He had seven great years with us here. Put pucks in the net. I mean, he was a great defenseman.
And he played forward, too. And we actually drafted him as a forward. So
yeah, we did.
And then moved him to defense. Because yeah. Like Lemaire's like, he is defenseman. We moved him to defense.
All my players, defensemen.
All my players. Even my goalie, defenseman.
All right. Number four on our list. Another one of the Independence Day heroes, maybe. I guess we'll see how it turns out. Zach Parise. Hometown boy, played at Shattuck St. Mary. You know, four seasons with the Wild. He's been on top of the board for points or goals, within the top one or two spots.
One of the few Wild players all time with 100 goals. I believe we've got, you know, five players that have hit that mark, and he's one of them.
And he's only been here for four seasons.
Four seasons, right? Yep.
Everybody else has had at least two more seasons than him that have hit that.
I mean, let's be honest. Assuming Parise and Suter stay with the Wild through the end of their contract, there's no reason that those two probably won't end up in our top five, you know, once their careers
are gone. Oh, yeah.
Well, definitely. Parise already is.
Right. I mean, well, Parise is going to go up. I mean, he's going to be probably passing at least number three at some point here.
Which is?
Andrew Brunette. Played six seasons with the Wild. Ton of games, ton of goals, tons of points. We were all pretty close on this. I mean, I had him at three, Jive had him at four, Kenny had him at three. So, I mean, that's pretty damn unanimous, but it's not quite. You know who was, though?
Number two,
Mikko Koivu.
Captain K.
Yeah, he's, you know, Captain. Been with us now 11 seasons. I mean, golly, guys,
he's
here.
He's the longest tenured Wild player right now, isn't he?
He is.
You're in, you're out, and I mean, he's not like the most amazing goal scorer, but he definitely, you know, puts points on the board. I mean,
he's the point leader.
I mean, he's number one in assists, number one in points, and actually his points per game is pretty high considering the amount of games he's played. I think the problem with Koivu is that he's just so consistent and he's not, like, flashy where,
no,
you know, people forget that he's actually contributing, you know. I don't know that it hurts him, is the steely fin in him.
Right. It's just, like, smooth and steady and to be expected, you know.
Right, yeah. Right.
And our number one, if you haven't guessed it by now, who was kind of flashy, Mr. Marian Gaborik,
yep.
The Wild's first overall draft pick, our number one pick. He still leads with the amount of goals for the Wild.
I thought you had Greg Sannin at number one.
No, I was your list.
Oh.
Yeah. Now this is a unanimous number one.
Unanimous number one, Gabby. With Gabby. Do you think somebody will ever take that spot over?
I think it's, I think if anyone can, it's probably going to be Parise.
Yeah,
I think Koivu maybe.
I mean, if Koivu plays a few more years and actually keeps up his pace,
yeah,
you know, I could I could see switching my vote. I mean, right now, Koivu has more points, but the thing is, Koivu's played longer.
Well, and if you look at Gabrick's years played, his last season consisted of 17 games.
Right. And that was a big thing on Gabby, the glass groin, you know, and if anything's going to take him down, it's that. And plus, he played in a different era as far as scoring in the NHL. Scoring was up higher than it is now.
Well, he also played under Lemaire, who was very defensive-minded.
This is true.
Although, he, you know, only wild player to score 5 goals in a game.
Yep. So, I don't know. It's, he obviously is, we feel strongly that he's number one, but I'm not confident that it's going to stay that way for terribly long.
Is he a young franchise yet?
It's a young franchise, and I think, actually, a few more years of Koivu... And Parisi's going to be the next.
Well, Parisi has half the amount of years as Gabrick, if you just look at the years, not necessarily playing time.
Yep.
And I give it, you know, I give it, if Parisi, another 4 years, if he stays on pace, will easily outdo Gabrick's numbers.
He'll at least be right in that ballpark. But the thing is, if 4 more years of Koivu, and Koivu's now, you know, because we're probably talking a different 1-2-3 at that point, you know. But you're also going to have Suter. He's going to be going up the list, presuming he's still around at that point, you know. So that the 1-2-3-4 could be a very different picture in a couple of years.
Well, and who knows what Dubnyk's going to do.
Dubnyk, Dumba, Coyle.
Nino,
Granny. I mean, there's a few guys that we have lowered on the list that could definitely make some headway here in the next few years, providing they're not they stay with the team, aren't getting dealt away for other people. So
no, and I mean we've seen some of these players have very good luck with other teams that they've played with after they've left the Wild. So obviously they've got some talent.
Well, and after the Wild win the Cup this year, you know they probably won't be able to afford to keep them all, anyways, right?
Well, exactly.
That's what we're hoping for, at least.
Yeah.
So. Are we done with our list?
That's our list. That's number one.
Yeah. It's number one. So, I don't know. Do we need to say anything special before we sign off here?
No. Looking forward to our first actual podcast of the season next week.
Yep. That should be the 10th, I think, is what we're aiming for, our first podcast. So,
And we're going to go live with this one.
We're planning on going live. Hopefully, we'll have a proper intro and all this other stuff. We've done a few tests. You can go check it out. It's on YouTube. It's still live where we did our little fantasy draft test show.
What time are we going to be going live at?
We have yet to figure this out, I think.
Watch our Twitter feed for that one.
Yeah, watch Twitter feed. We'll post when we're going live, and we'll probably have a little bit of banter before the podcast that you can tune in live and watch us live if you want. There's a chat there so you can interact with us.
You know, we make ourselves look like more idiots before we actually start recording.
And sound like idiots.
Yeah.
Well, we always sound like idiots, but, you know.
We should just change our theme to the Three Stooges song.
Or Yakety Sax.
Or Yakety Sax. That would work as well.
Don't talk back.
Oh, boy. I think that's a good sign to call us done. So with that, talk to y'all later.
Put a fork in it.